Hey, business owners, this is Rashad Brown with Swipe Fast, located in Columbia, South Carolina. We are excited to be partnering with Jesse E. Canty and the How Bad Do You Want It podcast. Since 2017, Swipe Fast has been helping business owners like you save up to 99% in their debit and credit card processing fees. So if you process business to business or business to consumer payments, we have solutions that will meet your needs and would love to hear from you. You can reach us at swipefast.com/save. That's swipe, spelled with a Y, or contact us at 1-800-597-0713. Don't forget to let us know that Jesse E. Canty sent you. Have a blessed day.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this episode of How Bad Do You Want It? I'm your host, Jesse E. Canty, and this is episode number 11. I'm excited about number 11. You know why? Because my title is Go Hard or Go Home. Yeah, I know it sounds a little rough and a little, seems like a little strong, but I stand by that because that's what the Lord has put up on my heart to give unto you. Go hard or go home. He's referring to your faith. He's referring to your actions. He could turn referring to how you approach him in prayer. I'm going to say it again. Go hard or go home. Let me pray with you. Father, I pray right now, God, that this word is applicable to the believer. I pray that it makes sense to them. I pray that it empower them and do everything that is in your will to do for them. Let this be a help to their faith and not a hinder. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to start off with a couple scriptures. One, Matthew chapter 11, verse 24, and it plainly says, "Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours." I do believe at one point in time, I used to think this generation that's thriving now is a prayerless generation and don't pray much. But more than I talk to the younger people, I'm realizing that more of them, they do have a relationship with God where they pray a lot. The only thing about it, they're praying, but some of them prayers are in vain because they haven't been instructed or they're not using it, the praying and stepping to God the right way. Let me give you a basic example, and then I'm going to break it down to you. Basic example is I can give you a key to my home. Excuse me. I can give you a key to my home. But when I gave you that key, I didn't have to tell you that you may have to flip it. You have to put it in there a certain way. You should already know that. If you take that key and try to put it in the knob and it don't work, do not stop and say it don't work. Before you say that, turn the key over. Okay, and when you put it in there, and if you turn the key the right way and it still don't open, do not say it's not the right key. Maybe you got to wiggle it back and forth a little bit and then the lock can come open. Likewise with prayer. So if we haven't been properly been taught the power or the effectiveness of prayer, or how sometimes you got to be consistent and persistent in your prayer life, the new believer would tend to think that it does not work. And it does work, but it doesn't work always easily for everybody every time. This is why the Lord is giving this message on this level and say, you got to go hard or go home, which is a terminology in our day and age now. That means you got to put everything you have into it. If that ain't lining up with how bad do you want it, I don't know what is. You have to look at it and say, wait a minute, what I'm asking God for and I'm believing that I'm in his will, because that's another whole subject. Whatever you asking God for, make sure you asking him for something that is in his will. Let's break that down to everyday language where you can understand it. How do you know what's in his will? Then first of all, is it in his plan for your life? Is it purposeful for you? Is it beneficial for you? God says that he will not hold no good thing from them who walk uprightly. Is what you asking God for considered a good thing that's going to draw you closer to God, or it's going to be something that's going to pull you away from God? So you have to understand, am I asking God for something that's in his will for me? That's the first thing. In future episodes, we'll go a little bit deeper on that too. But right now, I want to just stay focused on when you ask him, you have to be persistent in prayer. One of the definitions of the word persistence, it means to be existing for a long or a longer period of time, unusual and continuously. Let me say that again. Existing for a long or longer than usual time or continuously. So when you come to God in prayer, are you going hard or are you coming timid? Are you asking God just one or two times and then all of a sudden, because it didn't happen easily, then you just gave away. You gave up on it. Or maybe, and I'm talking to somebody now, or maybe you ask God for something and you just ask just enough for that one thing and you just left it that way thinking you only have to seek for that one thing. I'm going to show you through scripture that that's not the proper way to come to God in prayer. He wants you to literally go hard or go home. He says, come to my throne boldly. That don't mean come ordering God around. That means you got to come like you know it's your Father. And number one, he has what you need. So, and that's number one. Number two, he wants to give it to you. It has been willed to you. And I don't just mean all the time material things. If I need strength from God, I'm going to ask him boldly because I know he's a strong God who desires to strengthen me. If I need healing from God, I'm going to come to his throne boldly, not just because I'm demanding his mind, but I know he has the power to heal and he has a desire to heal me. So all I have to do is ask in faith. Let me give you one of my favorite places to turn to is the book of James. I love James. James chapter 1, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Listen to this. I'm going to read it in the ISV version. It said, if any of you lacks wisdom, I love wisdom. Wisdom is basically the mindset of God. It means a divine strategy given from God on how to deal with issues and give you revelation on things. So now, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who will give it to everyone generously without a rebuke, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without any doubts. For the one who has doubts is like the wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Let's stop there. You cannot come to God asking God for something in prayer and you're like the wave of the sea or the water that's on the beach. In other words, it's pushed to the shore because the wind is pushing it. And then when the wind changes the opposite way, it goes back to its original place. Some of us, our prayer life with God, am I talking to you? Some of us, our prayer life with God has been just like the waves of the sea. If you don't have anybody encouraging you all the time, if you don't have somebody always reminding you and having to prophesy to you, you tend to go back and digress and start questioning if it's God. And then if someone is there patting you on the back the whole time, you feel like you're strong. That's the water coming to the shore. But then it digresses back and forth. The Bible says in verse number 7, such a person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Then he tells you why. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. You can't be double-minded. One day I believe in God, one day I don't. That faith is too weak. And the Lord is not telling you, he's not trying to throw you away or cast you away, but he's trying to get you to go to another level in your faith. He's trying to get you to go hard. He's trying to get you to believe everything you have. Take everything you have and believe in what you're asking him for. The word go hard, I know you don't need that definition, but I believe in looking up words. The word go hard means not easily penetrated, not easily yielding to pressure. So when you come to God in prayer, you can't be easily to give up. If the Lord told me he was going to open up a door for me, and I woke up this morning believing that God was going to open up a door, and I went to go open up a door, and I'm using a natural term, and I went to open up a door, and it didn't open for me, you know how I'm going to think? I'm not going to think, oh, well, I guess that wasn't God. I'm going to think maybe I'm at the wrong door. And then I'm going to do what the scripture says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. I'm going to say this, Lord, obviously this is not the door. Is there another door? He may instruct me to another door, which means another way. Or he may instruct me turn the key upside down because you're using it the wrong way. You had the right one. Just don't give up easily. Come on, somebody. You got to go hard or go home. Watch this. There's a restaurant in my hometown named The Beacon. Very famous place all around throughout the United States and around the world. People know about The Beacon once upon a time. And one of the things about coming to The Beacon as a little kid, that we had a guy, he's passed on now, named JC. And JC was the one that was calling out the orders. And what happens is this, when you come into that restaurant on a busy night and you go right up and step up to JC and he said, call it, which means go ahead and give you your order. Let me know what you want. And you sit there and say, I'm not sure. Let me tell you something. JC will jump past you or ask you to step back and get, don't step up here till you know what you want. When you go to The Beacon, if you ain't never been there before, you get nervous. Because he seemed like he's yelling at you, but all it is, he was at a place where if you step up here, we rolling. You better know what you want and say it and keep it moving. I believe this is what God is saying to this generation today, to you and I, that listen, when you come to me in prayer, you better know what you want and believe it and keep it moving. You have to come and you have to come boldly. And when you ask God, you don't even debate it in your mind. I know it's already done. If God told me he gonna do it and all I had to do was ask him in faith, nothing wavering. I don't have to be a double-minded person. One day I believe it, next day I don't. Then I'm back believing it again, then next time I don't. Some people are walking by signs. When they ask God to fix a marriage, and when the spouse is nice to you, you believe God is moving. Then they come back the next day and they're not nice to you, then you don't believe God is moving. You're double-minded. You have to be stable in what you are believing and asking God for. Now, let me give you my favorite place in the scripture when it concerning this subject, go hard, go home. It's Matthew 7:7. And it says this. It says, everyone who asks, receive. Everyone who seeks, finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be open. That's the New Living Translation. And it says this, keep on asking. It says, ask, seek, and knock. But when you really break it down, it means this. Keep on asking and you will receive what you ask for. Keep on seeking and you'll find what you're looking for. Keep on knocking and the door will open to you. Now, I'm going to say that again before I get into this. When you go to Matthew 7:7 and 8, you'll see it in the King James that says something more original. You must ask, you must seek, you must knock. Everyone that asks receiveth, everyone that seeks findeth, everyone that knocks, the door will be open unto you. But when you break those words down, what a real true definition meaning of those words, how they're used, it means to keep on asking. It means to keep on seeking, and it means to keep on knocking. Now, the best way I can illustrate this to you is that when you come to God, and how do you believe it or remember, how do you remember it is A-S-K. A, you keep on asking God. That means if I'm believing God to give me a wife, then I don't care how long it may look like it's taking, I know I'm asking something that's in his will because the word of God says that any man desires a wife, desires a good thing. So it's already written in his word. So I'm going to keep asking for God. I may come across what I call Shanae-Nae or someone who's not your wife material. And that may not be the one, but that's not going to deter my faith and make me think that God has not heard my prayer. I'm going to ask, and when I keep asking, I believe that God is going to cause me to receive. I'm going to seek. If I'm going to ask in prayer, watch this now. If I'm going to ask in prayer, then it must be something that I do. Now, A-S-K. The first one is you putting the petition before God. You got to say it out of your mouth, say it in your spirit, ask God for it. The next two things is more of action. So you ask God. After you ask God, you don't just sit back and twiddle your thumbs. No, that's not how go hard or go home in prayer is meant to be. Once you have asked God for that which you have believed that God has in store for you, then you must do something called seeking. He says, and not only when you seek, you must keep on seeking, and then it will be pointed out to you. No, you will find it. Now, another illustration with finding something. Have ever been a man or a son who asked his mother or asked his wife, "Where is my sock?" And she said, and you say, "I can't find my sock." And she says, "It's in the top drawer on the right." And you ain't even looked up to open the drawer. You really ain't looked for it. We just looked to the right, looked to the left, and said, "We can't find it." That's how some people come to God in prayer. You're not really seeking. You do good at asking. Most of us don't fail asking. We know how to ask what we want, but we don't get out there and seek for it. You don't get out there and try to find a way for what you believe in God is going to do, how it's going to come to pass. If I'm asking God to give me a job, then I must go out there and seek for it. You can't sit down and do nothing and believe that your prayer is going to be answered. That's double-minded and it's flat-out lazy. The Bible calls it slothful. You have to be in a continuous mindset and a persistent mindset of seeking God for the answer. If I'm asking God, where's my keys for my car, then I shouldn't be sitting down saying, "Where's my keys, Lord?" Because you ask, but now you're waiting for him to just give it to you. You should be walking through the house, turning over furniture, not going crazy, but doing your part to look for everything that you're asking for. You're asking for a job, put in applications. You're asking for a job, present yourself presentable, and go do interviews. You have to do your part. Ask, seek, and then they bring me to the third one that I like. It's another thing you have to do. You have to knock. And not only you have to knock, but you got to keep on knocking. What if they don't open the door easily? What if they tell you, no, you are not qualified? Keep on knocking. What if they tell you, no, that you do not have the right credit or you can't get this house and God promised that to you? What do you do? Keep on knocking. It's called being persistent. He said that if you keep on knocking, that door is going to be open unto you. Everyone who keep knocking, I'm going to make a way out of no way. You got to go, and I'm going to use a natural terminology. If you keep on knocking like this right here and you're persistent, your knuckles going to get sore. They may get a little bloody. I mean, but how bad do you want that door to open? Listen to it. Are you playing with it? Or you really mean it? Your actions answer that, not your mouth. Do you believe that God has your answer behind that door? If that first door don't open, find another one. If you want it bad enough, I don't have time to waste. And I'm definitely not going to do this. I'm definitely not going to stop. Because I got to go hard. I want this thing badder than I want my next breath. I'm either going to sink like a rock or soar like an eagle. And I don't have time to keep sinking like no rock. I've had enough failures in my life. So I'm going to go back to knocking. I'm going to do what I need to do. And at some point of time, God, I'm going to come up on the right door. And somebody is going to be behind that door. That door is going to open. And when that door open, it's going to open until the promises are behind that door is going to be answers from God that you've been believing God for, that you thought you probably never going to see. Your faith was getting weak and you was about ready to give up. And then you'll realize that, wait a minute, all the Lord wanted me to do was go hard or go home. All the Lord wanted me to do was stand up in faith and be a soldier and not a wimp. All God wanted me to do was be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. The Lord wanted me to begin to come at that thing and approach whatever He has in store for me with tenacity and determination. He wants you to pull down strongholds. He wants you to be aggressive. It's like a football team to go in and in the first half, they've gotten whipped and pushed all over the field. A good coach will go in there at halftime and give them a good encouraging speaking. Let me say, either we got to go hard this last half or we need to go home. If we're not going to go hard, let's don't even go back out there and embarrass ourselves. Let's go ahead and forfeit the game. Let's go ahead and call the bus driver to come and take us back home. So we'll just quit now. Either we're going to go back out there and lay everything we have on the line. And who knows, if you give everything you have and run everything that God told you to do with 100% effort, I promise you that the brakes going to start to open. I promise you that doors going to start to open. I promise you that God going to start working miracle after miracle. You don't have to see the whole staircase. Just take one step at a time. I promise you God is going to begin to bless you in ways that you never thought He was going to bless you. I promise you that God is going to start manifesting the things that He promised you in your life, but you got to be persistent. You have to be consistent. You cannot be double-minded. You got to stay firm. You got to say, hey, it didn't happen in a day's time. It may not come in a week. It may not come in 3-4 months. If I got to stay consistent, at some point of time, I'm going to get my breakthrough. And the Lord is going to open it up. And when He opened it up, oh my God, what a time. And what a feeling you're going to have, because you're going to realize that prayer works. Woman of God, man of God, that's all I'm trying to tell you, is the God that God told me to remind you that prayer to Him works. But you must put everything you have into it. You must ask yourself and have an answer. How bad do you want it? I cannot fail. And if I fail, I cannot stay there. A righteous man falleth 7 times, but guess what? He get up 8. Long as you keep moving, refuse to settle for that which God has not promised you. I'm going to only settle for what He has promised me, and what I see must be what I've heard in prayer. And I believe that God is going to open it up for you. Can I pray for you? Father, I pray that somebody got encouraged through this message. I pray that their faith got strengthened to go hard like never before. I mean, God, just totally launch it out there and believe and trust in You, God, because we just know, Father, that You have the power to open up every door. You said that no man can shut a door that You open, and I thank You for it. You said that no man can open door that you'll close. So, Father, at the end of the day, whether the doors are opening or closing, we're still directed by You to look unto You. And we trust in You, even when it don't make sense to us, God. We ask You right now, Father, that You continue to encourage and strengthen our faith like never before. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Hallelujah. I pray that this message today blessed your spirit. I don't know where you at right now with God. I don't know where what God had been saying unto you. But I do believe at the end of the day that the Lord wants to really encourage you and strengthen your faith. I want you to do me a favor. If this right did, this message did bless you, I want you to just write me a review. Let me know that it did touch your heart. Let me know that somehow that God did speak to you. And I appreciate you taking the time. I really do. I appreciate you taking the time to tune into my podcast. Know that I love you. And please check the next episode because it's going to be off the chain. Y'all have a blessed day. Hello, this is Jesse E. Canton. I want to sincerely say thank you for taking the time to listen to my podcast. I would greatly appreciate it if you would take a moment and leave an awesome review and subscribe to my podcast as well as my YouTube page. I would greatly appreciate it. Until next time, may you all have a blessed day. Hey, this is Jesse Canton, man. I wanted to just say before you listen to this podcast, thank you for taking the time to download this podcast. Listen, I need your help. If this podcast have ever been a blessing to you, drop me an email. Let me know. Give me some feedback. This podcast is heard in over 60 countries and over 860 cities. Drop me an email at Jesse Canty, J-E-S-S-E-C-A-N-T-Y podcast@yahoo.com. I want you to let me know how it's been a blessing to you. Maybe you want to donate. If you've been blessed by this thing, you can donate at Jesse E. Canty on Cash App or even Zelle me, or at least pray for me. Do something to help a brother out. I want to tell you thank you again, and I hope this episode bless you.